Crusader. So we were busy with Avraham Avinu. Sorry, what was that? Oh, you want to say something?
I will post to the owner.
Okay? Yeah, but everyone has permission to use. God's let you use this one.
Somebody use my one, just pray.
Okay. By the time we finish saying good morning to all the guards that come late, it'll be time to finish already. Okay. We were busy dealing with the Akedah, and we're trying to understand Yesurim. What's Yesurim about? To understand Yesurim, we said we have to understand Yitzchok. To understand Yitzchok, obviously, we need to understand the Akedah. And that's what we were busy dealing with when we ended off last week. And we said a very important yesod, and that is that when a person's in the middle of an isoyin, he doesn't know it's an isoyin. Abraham didn't think, well, I'm going to go into the Kibshon Ashen, of course I'm going to come out. He was giving up his life, Kibshuto. Abraham, when he was about to shecht Yitzchak, didn't think, oh, well, it's just a test, and once I passed the test, I called Dov. He didn't know it was a test. And therefore, what you have here is a total nullification of your Rotson to the Rotson Hashem. The deepest Rotson a person has is to live. And even that, he was prepared to give up for Hashem. Okay, we spoke about other things. Let's go a bit weiter. Okay. On Reish Chavav, the paragraph starting with Beregazu, Zeh. Fourth paragraph. Beregazu is alu shneim al marechas ha-teva ha-choymer. We also mentioned that Yishmael and Eliezer, who weren't prepared to go through that level of Mesiris Nefesh, they stayed behind. Im ha-chomor amadoyim el ha-chomor, embedded in the choymeres, in the gashmias. And we'll pick them up. One day, eventually, we'll come back. Bye-bye, Shlishi. And we'll bring them back with us. They reached the pinnacle of Bechira and they became Bnei Olam Haba. As if they had no sheikhs to this world whatsoever. The second broch of Shmoneh Esrei is who? Yitzchok. Avram's the first, Yitzchok the second, and Yaakov's the third. What's the second brocha? Mechaya Meisim. Because that's Yitzchok. Kol Yemei Chayav B'Tukufa Shalach HaKedah Yubi Metzir Shalach HaTchis HaMeisim. His name tells you that. What's his name? No. Keitz Chai. He lives in death. Keitz is the end. Chai lives. He lives in death. He died. But he's still alive. That's Yitzchok. That is Yitzchok. Who ain't been alam as a klal? The kvadol should roshe roshoim is Yitzchak 8 years. Kates chay. Chayv shel Yitzchak hem la achara kates. Chayim la achara maves who ain't been alam as a ele ben olam haba. He's living in olam haba while he's walking around. Yeah, we don't get it, but that was the mitzias. Va'achayim. Miad lacha maisa kade eftiach hakadosh baruch hu l'Avraham Avinu kiyana she'asisa es hadova hazeh ולא חסוכת אס בינך אס יחידךו, כי ברך אברך ובר אברך זרוך הכוכל שמיים וכל אשר וספס הים, וירש זרוך אס שער איבו. That's the brocha that Avraham Avinu got for doing two things. Tell me what the two things are. You have it in front of you. כי אנא שעשיס הדוב הזה ולא חסוכת אס בינך, כי ברך, what are the two things that Avraham Avinu did? Let's learn how to read a pasuk. There's something worrying us about this pasuk. What is it? There's about four words here that are totally unnecessary. Let's learn a bit of Chumash. No, not in the Brocha, not in the Kivarecha, that's Hashem. What Avram did. From Kivarecha, that's Hashem talking. I mean, that's all Hashem talking, but that's Hashem giving Brochas. But what did Avram do that he deserved these Brochas? What did he do at the Akeda that he deserved these Brochas? Read a Pasuk. Let's read a Pasuk again. If you don't think about the Pasuk, it's like, there's nothing going on. There's no problems. But if you think about the Pasuk, you might notice something doesn't make sense.
What's the
Dover Azeh? Because you did this thing. And also you did another thing. You didn't withhold your son. What are the two things he did? And now you get the brochas. Now all the brochas come bursting down. Somehow, velochasachtes binchasichitchas is not enough. You need this dover hazeh. Anybody has reach of a siddur of chumash reishis? There's a siddur right behind you. But there's a makeda. Yeah, the blue one on top.
Yep.
Also good. That's even Ashkenaz. Look at that. Let's learn while we're here. Just let's learn a bit of Chumash.
Yeah.
So you know the story. Hashem comes to him, tells him to go. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, let's go like this. Vayishlach Avram es yodoy. He stretched out his hand. Vayikach es amacheles. He took the knife. Lishchos es ponei. Why you have to tell me that he was yishlach es yodoy? I don't know. He took the knife. Okay, I'm not going into that now. But if you read to this passage, there's millions of questions. Don't do anything, because now I know that you fear God. And you haven't withheld your son from me. No, I didn't give him the brochures. Give him the brochures now. No, he doesn't get the brochures now because he hasn't done enough. So what does he now happen? He lifts up his eyes. He takes the sheep and he shechts the sheep. Now Hashem comes back a second time. Oh, then he calls the place Asherim Asherzeh. And he comes a second time. So let's get the order here. He's about to do the Akedah. Hashem stops him and he says, now I know that you have fear of God. That's it. No brochas, no nothing. That's in the story. You've been awarded black belt in fear of God. Then Avram lifts up his eyes and he sees a sheep. So goes and shechts a sheep. Wonderful. That must have been really hard. You were told to kill your son. You're off the hook. You don't have to kill your son. So you kill a sheep. Lovely. Okay. Now Hashem comes and says, oh, Malach Hashem, whatever. However you want to learn Malach Hashem, there's different solutions. I'm going to show him. Hashem comes and says, "Vayikra Malach Hashem l'Avram Shemis Mashiach v'yom Binish Batinu Hashem ki Hashem Asisa Es Adova Azeh." There's only one dover that he's done. That was he shechted the aisle. V'lo Chasoch Tes Bintayis Petra. And also, you didn't kill your son. Also, you were prepared to kill your son. Now he gets all the brachas. What was the big deal with the aisle? Ma'akula Sipuim Aisle. That's how you have to learn a shtickle.
That's even more than that. The dover is amazing to get the brochas.
Correct. Without that, you get a black belt for being a Yerus Hashem. Yeah. All the brochas come because Kashia Sita Tovazeh, you shecht the sheep. Moiridik. I also shecht sheep. What's the problem? I'm happy to kill as many sheep as you want. What's going on here? You ever seen that before? You ever noticed that before? The Meshach Chokhma asks that Kashi. I'm Shamhai, he answers it. Besad, I'm just waking us up a bit on Sunday morning. There's a whole world going on there. And on Rosh Hashanah, what do we do? The Shechitas Isle is the whole story. The shape of the Gan Samais is about the Shechitas Isle. It doesn't seem particularly large in the face of having to kill your son. Son, sheep. Mm. I'll take the sheep. Wow, well done. That's amazing. If you killed your son, Bosede, you would have been a Yerusha Shem. But you killed the sheep. Wow. Now you're a 10th day. Bring on you. And he stretches out his arm and he lifts up his eyes. How many words are wasted in this parsha? Anyway, read it every day, so maybe it's worthwhile to also think about it once in a while. Dov. Where were we before? I got so badly sidetracked.
Okay.
Oh. Mashmois bracha zuhi. Da'alecha ki me'ata. What's the mashmois of the bracha? Now, atavazaracha charecha ein chem ken ve'olam hazeh. You guys aren't really connected to this world. Your passports for this world have been withdrawn and you've been given temporary residence at best. You're a temporary resident here. You have a passport from Olam Haba, and down here, you're a temporary resident. That's what happened at that moment. You're completely separate and above all the nations of the world. Now you're on the way to becoming Yisrael. That will be culminated in Yaakov, but now you're Yisrael. The mashmois is when you go up, you go as high as anybody could go. When you're up, you're up, and when you're down, you're down. No one can go lower than us. Your descendants, when they're going up, they'll be like the stars, way above the firmament. There's no limit to how high they can go. They're not limited by the physical world. They can go as high as they want. There's gravity that you have to deal with, for sure. There's gravity from the physical world. We have to learn how to transcend it. That's all of Sfiras Hayim is, getting out of the gravitational pull of Mitzrayim and start being sucked in by the gravitational pull of Hasina. That's what happened on Lag BaOmer. When you send a rocket ship, we spoke about this, no? On Lag BaOmer. When you send a rocket ship to the moon, so the first part of the journey is very difficult, requires a lot of energy to get it out of the gravitational pull of the Earth. There's a certain point where it's not being sucked down by the Earth anymore, but it's now being sucked in by the gravitational pull of the place you're trying to go to, let's say the moon. That was Yetzias Mitzrayim and Hasinai. Gangara Mitzrayim was a difficult process. We see Klal Yisrael keep harking back to Mitzrayim. There's a lot of gravitational pull back to the Chaimios of Mitzrayim. You get to a certain point in the journey of Sfiras Ha'imeh where you're now being sucked in Bashvus. That transition happens on Lag BaOmer. You build Lamed base, which is what? Lave. Once your lave is fully formed, now you're just being sucked in Bashvus. Right now, we're already being influenced by Shvus. We're out of the gravitational pull of Mitzrayim. The offering we bring on Pesach is barley, animal food. What we bring on Shvus is the most refined flour human food you can get. We're going from being an animal to a human. That's what's happening. How high can you go? You get the Torah, you can go as high as you want. Nothing limiting you. But im chas v'childe hem yordu ad the toip. V'yek chol ha'shel s'fas hayam. You want to be low, you can get as low as the sand on the sea, the beach. Kem einum shteich leim lo lama zeh. You're not connected, you're not limited by this world, not up or down. That's why Yisurim come upon them, difficulties come upon them, and the purpose of all of that is to detach you from the physical world. If you don't know from your own power, your own intelligence, to detach more and more and more from this world, if we almost so in a minute talk or some, or shall you vow you sooner than you need talk or some? The grain will come along and detach you, your stream will come and detach you. In China, Lamdim, Kiko Misha Zocholios Nimna or Bnei Avram Vyitzvok. Whoever merits to be counted, included in this thing called Avram Vyitzvok, the Yocholi Malek Minas Chutlios Dovit Babara Oilom, you can't detach yourself from that schut of being dovik in the Boira Oilo. Oh, Yeshi, dovik, be Yizman, also you beritzayne, ve'korish bochu. or you'll do it yourself from your own design, Rotson. You'll work to get more and more close to Hashem. Plenty ways that Hashem will get you back to Him. But that's what it's all about. That's the shayrish of all of this. Those of you who look at Rav Avigdor Miller in the Hebrew, this week's parsha that we spoke about. Doesn't just apply once when the Beis Hamikdash got destroyed, it applies to all of Jewish history. When we were in Spain, when we were in Babel, we had wonderful lives. And then we started getting influenced and involved and buried into the Gashmias of that Goyish world. And then we got, the trouble started. We know what Girush Svad looked like. We know what Girush Babel looked like, et cetera, et cetera. So he speaks about Girush America. America is a wonderful place for Jews. And it's turning slowly, slowly to not such a wonderful place for Jews. Why? Because that's Hashem's way of making sure we don't become too assimilated. Not that we haven't crossed the red line in America yet. Assimilation in America is pretty extreme. But in Babel, it wasn't much better. It wasn't much better. But many people didn't come back from Babel because they weren't prepared to give up their Goyish wives. A lot of assimilation in Babel. And today, that's it. That's the story of Galus. We have wonderful times when we first come to a new country. And then we start getting, we want to become like them. We want what they've got. Then Hashem says, no, 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 you're missing the point. Pack up, move. Not just, every time you have to pack up and leave. There was a better Gan Eden than South Africa. The plan was to send the Schwarzes here and all the Yidden would come to South Africa. That made more sense than bring all the Yidden here and have to deal with the Arabs. That makes more sense. No, that was a Gan Eden that was. And today, we can't grace a Gan Eden anymore. Oh. That's what Hashem says, that they're about, if you don't take the matzah out the oven before it becomes chometz, then it's too late. You have to take it out before they get lost. Yeah. But that's the story of Jewish history. The Indian is not always the same as the Hebrew. I didn't see the English one, so I don't know what he spoke about in the English one. I was zoiched to see the Hebrew one. Okay. No, I get any tifra. All over the shipping tifra. Who would think that what Rav Avigdor Miller spoke to 50 years ago in America, to Balabatim that could barely hold in Yiddishkeit, is now in all the yeshivas. It's mamash matim le every yeshiva bocher today. It's unbelievable. I think Tommy the Chachamim are raving about that little parsha thing that girls did every week. It's in English. Yeah, but a lot of his stuff was Hebrew as well. The shirim that they're taken from were in English. But he had a lot of writing that he wrote in Hebrew. He wrote svarim in Hebrew.
Yiddish.
Sure, it's in Yiddish. He never spoke Hebrew in his house or English. In his house, he only spoke Yiddish.
Yeah.
He never spoke English or Hebrew in his house. No, only Yiddish. Okay, maybe on Shabbos he spoke Lashon HaKodesh. I don't know, but not during the week. Reyon ze ki Hashem Yisrael. What is this name Yisrael? The name Yisrael mechayev hidatkus b'Hashem over derech hatoyv mitoch rotzen v'tshuka or chalila le'efer. The name Yisrael, once you become part of Yisrael, that obligates that you have to cleave to Hashem. Either the nice way, you can fly first class, or lefech, you can go in the baggage compartment. You go by bus. You know, you go by bus. Or you can go first class. You can have your own private jet. First class, that's a great deal today. People fly first class, they're embarrassed because they don't have their own jet. You know, keeps the bar keeps lifting. You know, today, if you don't have a spaceship to go to the moon, you also feel a bit like the fook. I mean, your own jets, listen, Grace is like every guy's got a jet today. Yeah, you can't stop them, mate. Eh? They can't stop them. We see this in the Akedah. Let's try and understand this Shchutas Ayil a little bit. And it might seem Shnei in Yonim B'Pasha Akedah. In Yonim Shelo Nemru Lava Seinu Kedoshim Avram V'Yitzak La'Soyson. What's also striking about the Akedah is that the two things that really stand out in the Akedah were things that were never mitzvah, they weren't commanded. They were added the one by Avram and the other one by Yitzchak. They added them themselves. But Dafka Shnei Dvarim Eilun is scoring with now Kodesh Baruch Hu, but Maisa Akeda. And it's Dafka those two things that are remembered in front of Hashem, that's the Maisa Akeda. We even call it the Maisa Akeda. There was no tzivoy in the instructions for the Akeda. You know, you got an instruction manual how to do the Akeda. Nowhere did it say that he had to bind Yitzchok. The binding of Yitzchok, that's what it's called, Akedas Yitzchok. Who told you to bind him? I'm very worried. I'm young and my body might flinch from the pachad of the knife. And I'll cause you tzar. He's worried about Avram. He's not worried about him. He's not going to jump. He's not worried, tie me down because I'm scared. I'm going to. No, he doesn't want to be a fossil korban. And then Avram's korban's going to be fossil. He doesn't want to be a fossil korban. Not because of himself. He's worried about Avram. Ela kaftani yofe yofe. Tie me very, very well so that my body won't react, won't flinch. Good question. Okay, another question. Keep them coming. He bound him. There was a sheep there. There was rope there. Good question. What did he bind him with? But the question is who told you to bind him? So you did it. Very nice. That's now called the Kedus Yitzchak. The binding of Yitzchak. That's the whole story. Mifla. Yitzchak Avinu rotze b'kol libo v'nafshel imsois nafshel Hashem Yisbarach b'mayis akeda. He was fully dedicated, Yitzchak. He wanted to give up his life for Hashem. Achu yoida ki sof sof aguf hu mugbal v'noite el achayme. The guf's mugbal. And it tends to edge itself towards the physical. Because yiris asakin yiris dazei. You'll see the knife. You have a reflex action that you might flinch. Please bind me so when I have that little twitch, if I have that twitch, it won't make me Apostle Corbin. Come on, asked Avram to check the aisle. We see that he didn't. It is about, have a look at the Sforno. There's a Sforno that explains what's Tachas Yitzchak. He was told to kill Yitzchak. Then he told him, don't kill Yitzchak. Now he checks an aisle. What's it going to do Yitzchak now? Why is there Tachas Yitzchak instead of Yitzchak? Look in the Sforno there. More ridiculous stuff. Okay. Yeah. But what was going on with Avram when that happened? Why was it considered Tachas Yitzchok? We have a look in the Sforno. U'manyen ki dafka shtei advarim alalu anachnu choizum u'mitzianim. It's dafka these two things that no one asked them to do. God la metzuvah mishrein metzuvah. But these are the things that make the Akeda big news. Reishis ha-maisa kulu mugdo b'chazal k'maisa Akeda. When I talk about the Akeda, everyone knows what I'm talking about, right? The Akeda, the binding, that was just a small, there was a side issue. There was a Hechsha mitzvah. Why is this thing called the Akeda? It should have been the Aliyah of Yitzchak or the Hakrovis Yitzchak or whatever. My mama's Akeda. It's a small little side issue. We can't mash machine in Akeda. I know Indian Muti. We understand. You have to say that the binding is obviously very critical. It goes to the essence of this whole mice. Otherwise, why is it called the Akeda when it seems to be almost irrelevant? Ulana Nisboru Advorim. As we go along, we'll clarify that important. You see that's the central theme of the whole Maisa was Yitzchak saying, Abba, I'm scared I might twitch. Please tie me up. Come on, Kana. Krovus HaShalayim. Nichtav HaBetayr HaBachodim. The Akrava of the Isle? Well, it's a ganze story. Who hasn't heard about the Avram Shechted the Isle? You can almost forget about Yitzchak while he's Shechting the Isle there. V'divrei Chazal HaKadoshim, u'besvarim HaKadoshim, u'v'binyan Isle shel Yitzchak k'inyan nisgavim. In Chazal and in the more Kabbalistic writings, we see unbelievably transcendent things written about the Isle of Yitzchak. Chazal maganin lanu dvorim mikshuftreina shel oilam, ki'al zeh nivram b'sheshis and b'breshis. This wasn't some a sheep that happened to be sort of lost on the mountain and got caught up in the thorn bush. This thing was created before my sabreshis. Sorry, b'sheshis and b'breshis. B'shaz b'ena hashmashis. Hashem had big things in mind for this isle. It was safe lekach ba'al zeh loya dova bottle. Nothing was wasted from this isle. Gidov, hayu lenimin likino shil David HaMelech. You know, David HaMelech played the harp. You know where the strings of that harp came from? From the sinews that were taken from this isle. Which means there's a connection somehow to David HaMelech's harp and the Akeda. Well, the shchitas of the isle. Eliyahu had a belt. He had a girdle. He would never daven without a girdle. You know where the leather came from? From the skin of the sheep. There's something to do with Eliyahu Novi. Has something to do with, we have to see. Karen smiled. There was a shefer at Ha'amad Asinai. Yeah? It was the left horn of the sheep. The Karen Yomin, Tia shefer shalom Mashiach. The right-hand horn, that's the shofar, they'll blow with Mashiach. So these are eternal, ongoing events. This little sheep, Avram shechted an isle, big deal. Not just any isle. This isle has a, tracks all the way through history. On Rosh Hashanah, we blow with a shofar of an isle, the Fatkhila. Why? Because it arouses the Akedah. We ask, that's what we're doing. The more kind, kolokabonos aboyim mina aili ma'irines zeicha aili shul yitzchok. Whenever you bring a korban of an aisle, it arouses in front of Hashem Yitzchok's mesiris nefesh at the akeda. Kamuvu chazal lo kana mokin levayis called divrei chazal beinian ze ulam mikol anema on a lindim ki inyan aisle beakeda yitzchok ku inyan muuti ulain lavim zois. So the Akeda is essential. It goes to the core of the story. And this little shepsala, this little sheep, which is not such a small sheep anymore, is also Murti. It goes to the core of the whole story. Bein sofik dvorim elu amukim v'nizgovim hein mitanu. Kifi shekol echad malgish shetomen kan sod godol. You're starting to get a sense. You're starting to feel that there's big things buried here. And obviously it's way above our ability to understand. However, nishtadl lebeh ma'atis advarim lifi'archeinu, we'll try and explain these things a little bit at least, ma'at ulai, according to our levels. V'novi ma'ash aniten ler mishnein yoni meirin. We'll take what we can take that's relevant to us from these two subjects. I was just thinking while we were reading about Yitzhak asking his father to bind him, the famous ma'ase by Rav Moshe Feinstein, when he had his finger slammed in the door.
Yeah.
And he didn't flinch. Didn't flinch. He was getting to the car. There was a boss who closed the car door, crushed his head in the door, and he didn't say a word. They drove out of sight of the boss. He asked the driver to stop. He opened the door and he took his bleeding hand out of the door. Now, what did you do? He said, I didn't want to embarrass the guy that closed the door on me. Now, if you think about that story, it's not believable. If I warn you before, I'm going to hit you over the head. Don't flinch. You may be able to do it. If you get a pre-warning. But that your goof reacts, because we see Yitzhak was worried. I'll see the knife, maybe I'll have a reflex action. That Rav Moshe's care for another person's feelings overrode his reflex actions. You know what we're talking about here? Yitzhak was worried, maybe I'd flinch. Rav Moshe's body didn't flinch, because I'll embarrass somebody. I'll tap you on your knee and your foot goes up. You know, you try and stop them. You try and stop it. That's what he did. He overrode instantly without thought. His body was already so purified that his body couldn't embarrass somebody. This is unbelievable.